Residents of Peoria's 4th District will soon decide who will be their next city council representative.
Andre Allen, Steve Curry, and Patricia Malake are vying for the seat that has been held by Jim Montelongo since 2013.
That's WCBU reporter Joe Deacon. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, February 5th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Peoria's inaugural Community First class of police recruits worked with another city department to get their feet wet before heading off to the academy. They're now preparing to take that grassroots knowledge on to their new jobs. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
The goal of the Peoria Community First program is to introduce law enforcement recruits to the different issues facing the community of Peoria residents and to encourage better engagement in relationships with the community.
We wanted to see what we could do with our relationships within the community and with the nonprofit sector to try to help incoming police recruits be ready for the position and be more oriented with our community. We made an offer to all of the incoming police recruits. I think there are about 9 of them. We did get 4 that were willing to take part in the program, and then they started with us in July before they left for the academy.
That's Community Director Assistant Joe Doolin. He says that there are several benefits to this program, one of them being the opportunity for police recruits to familiarize themselves with the city before starting a beat.
It was really kind of a two-fold benefit for the employees to really learn our community, get to know different residents, get to know different neighborhoods, but also get to know all the services that we have in our community as well.
Doolin says the Peoria community itself also benefits by getting to know the future law enforcement of their community.
When you see a new police officer driving down the street, they're very busy. They don't necessarily have time to stop and talk to everyone, but with our program, we make time for them to stop and talk to people. So they get to know those officers before they come to the community and our police officers. And we think that'll be kind of very valuable, too, as we go on.
Doolin says that the feedback from the program has been great and that he hopes for the program to continue into the future. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is reintroducing the DREAM Act. The act would protect thousands of people known as DREAMers who were illegally brought to the United States as children. Natural Fiber Welding is expanding into a new 110,000-square-foot manufacturing space near Dozer Park this year. And Diocese of Peoria leaders and city officials are honoring sainthood candidate Archbishop Fulton Sheen by naming the section of Madison Street in front of the Cathedral of St. Mary after him. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Peoria's 4th City Council District will soon have a new representative around the horseshoe. Joe Deacon has more on the 3 new candidates running.
Andre Allen, Steve Curry, and Patricia Malake are vying for the seat that has been held by Jim Montelongo since 2013. Montelongo opted to run for mayor instead of seeking re-election, opening the seat to a council newcomer. Allen is Dean of Students at Methodist College and chairs Peoria's Advisory Committee on Police Community Relations, in addition to serving on the boards for the Peoria Public Schools Foundation, the Peoria Promise Foundation, and the Tri-County Urban League. He ran for an at-large council seat in 2019 and fell just short of election.
I'm someone that has been putting in the work organically before, and I'm someone that's going to continue to be putting in the work afterwards. I feel that I have a great pulse on our city and the constituents of District 4 specifically. I think I have the innovation, the commitment, and the ability to take this district and the city to the next level.
Curry is a 32-year-old lawyer and lifelong District 4 resident who, like Allen, graduated from Richwoods High School. He is chairman of the Peoria Liquor Commission and also serves on the Zoning Board of Appeals. Born with cerebral palsy, Curry believes his accomplishments are a testament to his dedication to Peoria and his potential constituents.
I know the ins and outs of the district. I know a lot of people in the district. I know what they want. I know what they don't want. And I'll be able to advocate for them on the city council.
Malake is a former social worker and retired special education teacher and an avid gardener and naturalist. She is also president of the Metro West Neighborhood Association, which she started in 2018 to focus on the importance of community safety.
That has kind of empowered me to get people organized, get people thinking about safety and that feeling at home is a right and one we shouldn't take for granted. So we have to do things to support each other. And it's been a revelation, I think, for a lot of people in the neighborhood.
Allen says his campaign is focused on four specific areas: neighborhoods and infrastructure, business development, public safety, and quality of life. He says the only way for Peoria to emerge from its current budget woes is to encourage economic growth.
We've got to make sure that we have the businesses here in District 4 and in the city of Peoria that are providing those head of household jobs where our median household incomes can increase, where we can address issues of unemployment, so that way our tax base can increase.
Allen says he will strive to improve racial equity, diversity, and inclusion throughout the city because he does not want Peoria perceived as somewhere minorities cannot achieve success. Curry says economic development is among his top priorities as well, along with assuring public safety and not burdening residents with the city's financial issues.
Number one, I am not going to raise taxes or implement any new fees. The city has done that for years now, and all it has done is drive people away and talk negatively about Peoria.
Curry says one possible way to increase revenue that he would pursue is to boost tourism and hotel bookings by working with venues such as the Civic Center, Dozer Park, and the Louisville Slugger Complex to hold youth sports tournaments every weekend. Malek says one of her main goals is to encourage more residents to be active participants in helping make Peoria a better place.
We need people to get more involved. I think there's lots of apathy in our city. And so one of the big things for me is citizen engagement. Get people interested in their community. You know, we can contribute so much, but a lot of people just sit back and let things go by.
Malek says the city needs to take proactive steps to create momentum encouraging new businesses, such as reexamining the current code structure and zoning laws. The primary election is February 23rd, with the top two candidates moving on to the April 6th consolidated election. I'm Joe Deacon.
Find more from each candidate in an expanded report, along with our voter guide featuring information from other primary races, at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Now, before we let you go, I'm going to encourage you to join us for WCBU's inaugural virtual Radio Faces event. On February 11th, you can attend from the comfort of your living room. NPR's Aisha Roscoe and Scott Detrow will field your questions about reporting from Washington as a new administration begins. Tickets, including a VIP experience, are now available at WCBU.org.